Blue Jays and Indians at Progressive Field. Great pitching matchup on this one as Danny Salazar goes for the Tribe against Marcus Stroman for the Blue Jays. We pick it up in the first. Salazar cruising early.
Strike three called.
The pitch.
Strike three called. Swing and a miss.
Swing and a miss. Strike him out. Swing and a miss. Strike him out. Zimmer fires the bat away. Here's Justin Smoke swinging away and driving one to deep right. Down the line it goes. Gone! We've got a tie game. Unbelievable. High in the air to fairly deep left. Brantley is back and right in front of the warning track makes the catch. Tagging going to third. A second. Barney the throw.
Got him!
And Michael Brantley with another perfect throw to second on the fly. Danny Barnes is on the pitch. The right-hander facing Frankie Lindor.
Swung on. Hit high. Hit deep to right center. It is gone!
It's the first career walk-off homer for Francisco Lindor as the Indians win in dramatic fashion, 2-1 the final. Danny Salazar gets a no decision, but he was brilliant in his first start since May 27th, going 7 scoreless innings, allowing just 1 hit with 8 games. Here's Indian skipper Terry Francona after the win.
Boy, that was pretty impressive. When we talked about it before the game, you know, best case scenario, that was it. When he came out throwing strikes, he had velocity, he attacked. That was really impressive. That was really impressive.
How nice is it to get a win like this, just everything that happened in that game?
Yeah, I mean, both starters were really good. I mean, both of them. You know, we kind of scratched one run and we weren't able to maybe get that second run, and you're kind of hoping it doesn't come back to bite you. You know, Smoke. He's just a big, strong kid. Not too many guys are going to do that to Andrew. But then we kind of, you know, Cody goes out and bends but doesn't break and competes. Shaw comes in and gets a big out, and we're playing at home. You know, how many times on the road we're saying, man, you're one pitch away because you're on the road.
Salazar was attacking early with the fastball. It looked like there was more velocity than earlier this year. Was that pitch the key to him?
Wait, say it again.
Was the fastball the key for him?
Well, I think it always is with everybody. I mean, everybody pitches off their fastball, but he came right out of the chute attacking with the fastball, and he was commanding it. Then off of that, you know, he threw some changeups, not as many as normal, but his fastball was so good that, and you could tell he was confident. That was probably the biggest thing.
Getting that velocity back, kind of just a product of him getting that time off?
I don't think it was just the time off. I think it was hard work. He did so many drills, like even things like trying to get him strong on that backside, like almost doing some infield drills, like a backhand and setting your feet, you know, just to kind of get him to drive the ball to home where he's not just using his arm. And you could tell by the way he threw that he was using his legs tonight, which was really good.
Seems like once or twice a week we're asking about some throw Brantley made from left field.
Just you know, it's not just the throw. It's just the fact that he got behind it. I mean, whether or not he gets him out at second, he was prepared for the play. He got behind it. He moved his feet. He's just so fundamentally sound in everything he does.
It kind of goes without saying, but Frankie hasn't had the easiest month or two.
It was good to see anybody at that point, you know, do something, because it kind of seemed like maybe that's the way the game was going to be won or lost, because both teams were really having a tough time. But boy, did he take a nice swing.
You ever see the reins come down as he's on the bases like that?
Probably. I'm getting old, but I didn't care.
Before they get Salazar back even close to what he was.
It's almost like making a trade, kind of like we said with Carrasco a few years ago when he had the hamstring. You're getting a pitcher that's fresh. You know, it can be a huge lift for us. That's the hope.
In the fourth inning on the ground ball from Edwin, did you think off the bat that you guys had a chance to avoid that double play to score the run?
Well, when the ball got bobbled?
Yeah.
As soon as it got bobbled, yeah.
like off the bat, was it sort of deflating, or how'd you feel immediately?
I don't know if I remember. What are you, like TMZ? I don't think I get deflated. I mean, I just, you know, you watch the play. I mean, hit it hard. But I don't know. I mean, I just watch the play. So, you know, it's hit so fast. I mean, hit it hard. As soon as he booted it, you kind of know that we're going to get a run out of it.
How nice is it to see Lindor? To see him make that error.
How many times have we seen, and he doesn't make a lot of errors, but when he does, he kind of digs deep. He doesn't run and hide. And went out to the mound to make that pitching change. He said something to Cody, and then he came up and changed the game. That's a good quality.
Francisco Lindor, your hero on Saturday night, delivering his first career walk-off homer. Here's Lindor after the game.
They're a good team, you know. Hats off to Stroman and their pitching staff, and to our pitching staff as well. Everybody did a great job. I finally got the barrel to the ball.
How exciting is it to see Danny come out and pitch the way that he did tonight for where you guys are at right now and how important he is to your staff?
Unreal. The way he came out today, first inning, he was pretty impressive. The next couple of innings, you know, we knew we had Danny back, and that's what we need right now.
You talked about getting the barrel to the ball, and we've had so many conversations, and everybody's a hitting coach. Everywhere you go, everyone's trying to tell you what's best for your career. How do you settle down in that situation and just kind of zero out on what everyone is saying and concentrate on getting a good pitch?
I'm just trying to get the best, one of the top three hitters in the league that's behind me, win the game. I wasn't trying to win the game. I was just trying to get on base, let one of the top three hitters in the league, which is Brantley or Ramirez, win the game for me.
Well, you won it tonight, so congratulations. Great job. You guys have a chance to get a sweep tomorrow. How important is it to have this win last night and to win tonight after the road trip you guys came off of?
Very important. Every win is extremely important, especially the way the Twins and Kansas City are playing right now. Every win is important.
Danny Salazar, brilliant in his first start since May 27th. He went 7 scoreless, allowed just 1 hit with 8 Ks. Here's Salazar on his performance.
First of all, I just wanted to be aggressive the whole game. You know, I'm feeling good, and the results out there are just like the result of Jose Salazar.
When you get the first inning where you strike out the side, what does it do for your confidence? And after everything you've been through, when you see yourself come out?
That was great. That was great, especially like my last two games in the minor leagues and my rehab process. They were amazing. You know, I've been attacking the zone. Feeling good, not feeling like any kind of soreness or anything, you know. And as soon as I walk out there, you know, I just try to be aggressive, attacking the zone, using my fastballs. And that was really big for me tonight.
I think you did 20 fastballs before you threw an off-speed pitch. Was that the game plan from the beginning, was to establish the fastball, then work off of that?
Not really. I just wanted to attack the zone, you know. The fastball was working. I feel like a really good command for it, and you know, we use it.
Danny, what does start like this do for your confidence after missing all that time?
It's great, it's great. Like I said, you know, if I'm healthy, I know I can do that out there.
What does it mean to come into the clubhouse, go into the dugout and see how your teammates reacted, how you pitched tonight?
That was great, you know, especially like being here, knowing that I'm able to pitch, you know, to do my job, to help the team. You know, that was great for me.
What was the key thing you worked on during your rehab?
I think, you know, establishing a good routine, you know, to feel good and ready to throw every time I go, even though just to play catch out there. That was good. Working on my delivery, you know, getting it back. And, you know, my arm angle, getting it back too. That was great for me. And I'm able to make quick adjustments now when I'm out there.
On Sunday, the Indians go for the sweep. They'll send Corey Kluber to the hill.